Don't. Love means never having to say you're sorry.
Oh, Billy.
I still love you! No!
Everybody, I'm such an ass, I swear. I can't help listening to that damn thing without laughing like an idiot. How are y'all doing? Beautiful ass day here in LA. I saw some dark ass clouds earlier, but they like magically disappeared, so I have absolutely no idea where they went or what happened. They're heading south, so if you live south of me, have fun. Enjoy them big dark ass clouds, because here it's bright and sunny with big puffy white clouds, and it's nice and breezy, and it just feels really good outside. So yesterday was a very interesting day. I went and got a tattoo. I actually got a tattoo, yeah. It's weird. I'm sitting here looking at it like, wow, I have a tattoo. I'm one of them now. I'm a human. Because a lot of people have tattoos. I have a lot of friends who have tattoos. All of my brothers have tattoos. My sister wants to get a tattoo. Tons of family members with tattoos. But I never thought I'd be decisive enough to actually sit and get a tattoo and be like, okay, this is something I can look at every single day and not get sick of. And then while reading my Skullduggery Pleasant book and looking at it and researching more of the story and the characters online and looking at pictures, I was like, that's it. I looked at this damn skull, this skull picture, and I was like, that's it. That's the tattoo I need on my body. I was gonna get it above my ass crack. I was gonna get it on the side of my neck. Be like a, look like a prisoner or some shit. But I decided not to do that. I got it on my wrist, and it looks amazing. I want to thank my friend Ikuko for doing that. It's an awesome ass tattoo. It didn't take long. Now I just gotta sit here and let it heal up, let it scab over and look all disgusting and all that other stuff. So I did that, and it wasn't as terrible as I thought it was gonna be. I was expecting, especially since it's on my wrist, I was really expecting it to hurt like a bitch, like just be like super horrifyingly painful. But it felt like when I was little. This used to happen more often where I used to grab thorns. I used to always, because we had a lot of rose bushes in our yard when I was little. And I used to find ways. I'd magically find ways to grab a thorn. And it sends this weird primitive ass feeling through my body where it hurts. And it's just like, oh God, this is affecting a part of my brain I'm not used to. I don't like it. And that's what it felt like. Except I couldn't pull my arm away unless I wanted to just either gouge myself on a tattoo needle or get some really fucked up looking tattoo. I wonder if this microphone's blocking out that loud ass siren going by. I don't think it is. I think I actually picked up that loud ass thing. Because I'm sitting here with both windows open because it is a very nice day. So I got both my windows like wide ass open, sitting here drinking cocoa, finished eating my donut, just enjoying myself. So when I got the tattoo, Ikuko let me know. She's like, you know, it's going to hurt because of where it is and everything. And then she showed me like the outline drawing for it. And, you know, she put it on and put like the alcohol and clean and shaved my wrist. Yeah, she shaved my wrist. Isn't that bizarre? Because you have to do that. Like if you get a tattoo and you have hair in that area, this is kind of shit they don't show in movies. Like in movies where people go and get tattoos, they just go and get a tattoo. That's it. Like they just walk in, getting drunk and everything, getting their tattoo. That's another thing I find out is you're not supposed to be drinking before you get a tattoo because it thins your blood out and you'll bleed more. Now I bled like a tiny bit and I was actually surprised I didn't bleed more. I was just expecting it to just be like, look like a scene from Saw or something as I sat there and got a tattoo, but I didn't. And it was cool. And it didn't hurt as bad as I thought it was, and it was over like in an hour or something. So we were just sitting there talking while she did the tattoo, and it was really cool. I took pictures. I even did a little video of it, which I'll be posting on dotania.blogspot.com for everybody to check out with my tattoo. So I'm really happy I got this. I'm really glad I got this. I'm glad I didn't get, like, a stupid tattoo. I'm glad I didn't get a tattoo that anyone else has, because I looked online and researched this shit, and I ain't seen nobody else with this tattoo, and that makes me feel special. I'm sure somebody has it. Somebody out there has it. They just ain't smart. They ain't loaded it on the internet yet like I do. So, ha. And then later yesterday night, I ended up hanging out with Heidi. She randomly called me out the blue, and she was just like, hey, you eat dinner yet? And I hadn't eaten dinner yet, surprisingly. Because I've been eating dinner earlier and earlier for some reason, or I completely forget to eat dinner. And then it's like 1 in the morning, I'm like, holy shit, I haven't eaten yet. But she took me to this Thai place we've been to before. We went for her birthday a few years ago. This place is awesome. I love their food, and I love that as soon as I'm done recording this damn show, I'm going to have that for lunch, and then I'm going to have some more for dinner. She got some mussels. I don't eat mussels. I'm going to write a blog about this as well today on fillyourfoodhole.blogspot.com. Oh, speaking of which, I'm gonna plug the shit out of one of my old coworkers, Josh. Josh and his friend have a blog. It's called hamblogger.blogspot.com, or I think just hamblogger.com. I'm gonna post a link for it. It's a really cool ass site where it's like my fillyourfoodhole.blogspot.com site, except it's specifically about hamburgers, and they have the pictures and like way more detailed reviews than I do on my Fill Your Food Hole site. So everybody check that out because it's really cool. So I'm going to post a link for that as well. So at this Thai restaurant, I got my two Thai iced teas. I restrained myself. I normally get like, you know, four or five Thai iced teas because I love those damn things. So I got me some of that. I got this beef, the beef pad Thai or beef larb, and then this pork something or other. And it was just so damn good. And I am very much looking forward to eating that. Now, hanging out with Heidi is always cool because we can talk about any damn thing. Most random. If when I have her on my show eventually, it's gonna just be the most random ass show because we really do just jump from topic to topic and just keep up with each other. We're like listening to this Natalie Merchant CD, this weird ass Calico Pie song that every time it started walking away from my thoughts, Heidi would start humming it or singing it and it would come rushing right on back. So yeah, that was a really cool ass dinner. And I do have a random few topics I want to talk about. I want to talk about the whole Happy Meal nonsense, stupid label warnings, and the whole Sandra Bullock thing. She adopted a black baby, you know that? Sandra Bullock got a kid now. But I want to talk about this damn... Okay, I got this heating pad from the 99 cent store. Now, I got one of these a couple years back when my back was all fucked up from working at UCLA. When I was working at the hospital, that job fucked me up because all the bad equipment. It wasn't a matter of lifting things wrong or anything, but my God, that place just ruined my back. So I got this heating pad. It's that same one that causes third-degree burns a few months after I used it that I found out. Like, all these people were suing. It's like an icy hot patch Shaq uses in the commercial. So I end up getting this thing. I put it on before I go to sleep, and I wake up in the middle of the night, and it feels like somebody dropped an iron on my back. Now, the way the patch looks, it didn't have a scent. It was like, it wasn't like a super menthol smelling ass one. This damn thing, I put it on my back, and it was hard as hell to put on because it sticks so well. Like, it really sticks to you once it gets on your skin. So I put this thing on, I wake up, and it feels like somebody just dropped an iron on my back, and I jump out of bed like, what the hell? And I have to go in the bathroom and peel this thing off, and I'm not a hairy person, but it's finding hair that should exist on my back, and it's ripping it out as I'm pulling that thing off. Oh my God, that thing was horrible. So I got these cheaper ass ones from 99 cent store, and these work just as well, and they're like 1/10 of the price of an icy hot patch. But I was sitting here looking at this warning label, and I understand the certain warnings, you know, where they're talking about don't use it like right after you get out the shower and things like that. But then I saw this other warning that just bugged the hell out of me. This thing says, keep out of reach of children, as most things do, because kids are retarded. And it says, if swallowed, get immediate medical help or contact a poison control center right away. First off, I don't know the number for poison control. Poison control for me is just like, there's a dude getting his ass beat at the bar. It's called 911. That's poison control center to me. But I was just like, wait a second. If swallowed, who seriously, what kid would eat this? What goofy ass child would put this in their mouth and chew it and eat it or swallow it? You have to be the dumbest damn kid. Now, I know when I was a kid, I did a lot of stupid shit. I remember I snorted sugar. I've snorted pepper. I've snorted laundry detergent. I don't know what the hell's with the snorting nonsense. But I've snipped a lot of things. I've eaten money. I've eaten marbles. I don't know if it's still in me or if I pooped it out. I don't know if I got change all up in my stomach. But seriously, it makes no sense to me that this thing, if you saw what this thing looked like, you would just be like, how the hell could you eat that? It's impossible. It seriously is impossible to eat this. But I would love to hear about someone who's had experience or know someone who's eaten one of these. Because that's you know stupid people. If this has happened, you know somebody who's very stupid. And then there's the whole McDonald's nonsense where they're talking about in Santa Clarita here in California, they're going to be taking the Happy Meal, the toy. Everyone knows what a Happy Meal is, right? You get the little things like the burger fries and you get a free toy inside and it's fucking awesome. Except if you go often, because when I was little, I remember I had like four versions of the same Fraggle Rock toy. It was a little Fraggle Rock sitting in a radish and it was like a race car thing. Or the Mario Brothers toys. It was the same damn Mario sitting on the cloud. And I was just like, come on, give me Toad. I want the Toad toy or Koopa or something. Or the turtle that runs in circles. But you keep getting the same damn toy over and over again. And they're saying, you know, we're going to take the toy out because it's encouraging kids to eat badly because there's the toy inside. The kids don't care about the food. Really? Is this surprising to you? We don't drink liquor because it tastes delicious. We drink it to get drunk. So, of course, if a kid's getting a Happy Meal, it says happy in the damn title. You get a toy. If I got a toy in my food, I'm happy. If I went to damn Burger King and they gave me one of those free crowns, I'm happy. I'm going to put the crown on. I'm going to eat. You're still going to eat. And these kids nowadays have way too many choices in their food eating and everything enough as it is already. This isn't new. This isn't shocking information. But a lot of kids tell their parents what to do. That's just how shit is nowadays. When I was little, it was like, I want this. I want some pizza. Eat your damn hot dog and beans. I want pizza. Eat your hot dog and beans. You know how that night ended? Me eating hot dogs and beans or not eating dinner. It didn't end with my parents going, oh, all right. Well, if you do this, you know what? I'll get you that pizza. That's not how life worked. So I just had to eat whatever the fuck they gave me or I starved. And I was like a cat. Cats be doing that shit. People have pets and their cats be like, meow, I don't want that. And the cat won't eat the food. And the people are just like, oh, darn it. And they end up giving their cat what they want. I've worked in multiple pet stores. You know what you do? You fucking leave it there. That cat will the next day get hungry and eat that ashy ass food. And who are pets anyway to sit there and be picky about what they eat? Cats and dogs be licking their booty holes all damn day, and then they have the nerve to turn up their nose at something I give them? Oh, please. That shit won't fly for a second. But taking a toy out of a Happy Meal is not going to make kids eat better. It's not like kids get toys with every single meal that they get. Not every place that has a kid meal gives you a toy. That's just like an awesome benefit. So I want to see what the repercussions of this goofy-ass action is going to have on society as a whole. So I'm going to take me a quick break, talk to everybody in a second, because I want to talk about that Sandra Bullock nonsense. Man, that woman's life just gets worse. It's getting worse and worse, like, really fast. She's getting, like, a whole bunch of drama in the amount of time it takes most celebrities to get, like, 5 years. She's like Lindsay Lohan without the crack issue. So I'll talk to everybody in a second.
Just like music. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. No doubt, no doubt, no doubt. Like music.
To relax my mind so I can be free and absorb the sound that keep me round, doing my thing constantly with no worries, peace to keep Murray.
Just like music.
To keep me flowing, to keep me going, to keep me growing, to keep me to eat from knowing what happens out there is not my concern. You wanna die, it's not my turn.
Just like music.
To do something to me like jumping the Mercedes on the highway, doing over 80 without music, baby.
Ow! I'll go crazy. Just like music.
Make me call my homie on the phone like there's something new out that got me in the zone. Just that feeling got me. I wish music can adopt me.
Just like music.
My woman got me in the air saying sweet nothings. Make love come out the mouth, no fronting, like all of a sudden.
Just like music.
Taking away your worries and cares. Any problems, music will be right there. Together match, yo, we a perfect pair. Is that true, Marvin?
Yeah, music.
Yo, to get you the bangness, body soul snatcher, universal language, it be the light. So open up, this is it. What the f?
Just like music.
One fly tune to have black and white vibe in one room. No confrontation, poly or night. It's just a sensation.
Just like music.
Thank you.
Welcome back, everybody. They're just showing on the news that whole thing where here in Los Angeles, they've been giving away free health care. Like, you can go and they check your eyes, your teeth, heart. They've been doing all this free stuff. And they show, like, you know, thousands of people show up and they only have so much they can do, of course, because we're only human. We can only do so much for each other. So all these people got pissed off because the dental people, now for those of you who've been to the dentist or go often, that shit's expensive. Like, going to the dentist is really expensive. I've been to the dentist 22 times since I was 9 years old. Actually, 9 years old, and then when I was 22 years old, I went to the dentist. I haven't been to the dentist since. But I know for a fact that shit's expensive. Now, they were showing all these people just flipping out and getting all pissed off because they didn't have enough dentists to do all the amount of work that people needed done. They show people yelling at the cops and shit. People love complaining about free shit. We will complain more about free shit than anything else, by the way. We will complain if something's supposed to be free, like, oh god, I got this free bag, it ain't even that good. Shut up, it's free. Everybody loves complaining about free stuff. People probably complain about this damn show, this damn thing free. You ain't gotta pay for nothing to listen to this show. Isn't that awesome? I can't wait till I can start charging for something. Everything I do costs nothing, and I need to cut that shit out. I need to start charging for something at some point. Now, like I talked about, let's go to this Sandra Bullock news, because there's all kind of shit that keeps on coming out with this whole Sandra Bullock nonsense. And of course, when you talk about Sandra Bullock, it has to be sad. Now, she just came out and let everyone know, hey, by the way, got me a little New Orleans baby. Got me a little baby from New Orleans and the whole Hurricane Katrina stuff that went on. So check out this story I found online. Says Sandra Bullock has filed for divorce papers from her husband Jesse James and is adopting a baby boy as a single parent, a story posted Wednesday on People's Magazine website said. Yes, I have filed for divorce, a 45-year-old Oscar-winning actress said in an interview. I'm sad and I am scared. Bullocks and James, who's 41, began the adoption process 4 years ago, a report said, and brought three and a half month old Louis Bardo Bullock home in January, but decided to keep the news to themselves until after the Oscars. In an interview, Bullock says she is savoring her new maternal status. You wake up, you feed, you burp, you play, you do laundry. I'm still in that stage where I'm just amazed with him and that life. All I said when I met him was, oh, there you are. It was like he had always been a part of our lives. The baby called Louis is named after jazz great Louis Armstrong, who had particularly touched her with his classic song, What a Wonderful World, said Bullock. The child was born in New Orleans, a city where Bullock and James had both spent time after Katrina. Bullock said she and James sought to pull no strings as they submitted to the typically time-consuming screening process with no thoughts to the gender or background of the child they might receive. We somehow knew the right little person would come, she said. Bullock said she got the call that a baby might be available for adoption during what she described as the media craziness after the award season. Deciding to shield Louis from the turmoil, she kept his existence hidden from all but a few trusted associates and loved ones. Her life and his became an ongoing process of secrecy and diversion. Just the doctor's visits were filled with decoys and dark cars. People that I had worked for years couldn't understand why I wouldn't let them into my house for Oscar ceremony gown fittings. James and Bullock separated in March after 5 years of marriage, following reports that James had been unfaithful. Bullock won the Oscar for Best Actress for a role in blockbuster hit The Blind Side on March 7th. Within days of her win, the cheating allegations became public and Bullock witnessed a collusion. The motorcycle mogul publicly apologized to Bullock and his children, Sonny, who's 6, Jesse Jr., 12, and Chandler, 15. He recently returned home after 30 days in a treatment facility where he sought help for quote-unquote personal issues. When asked about whether James had cheated, Bullock said she had no idea about anything. I did the only thing I could do, and that was to pack enough clothes to live on, get all of Louis' things together, and get out of town. My main concern was Louis. Now, the fucked up thing with this whole story, besides the fact that he cheated on her with a lot of skankerific-ass women, and every time one of these stories comes out where they have the thing where it's like, oh, you know, so-and-so, you know, cheated on somebody with all these different women, like the whole Tiger Woods thing that went on, and you see the women that they cheated with, I just be like, oh my god, STD test! Like, I would just run out like a lunatic and just get as many STD tests as I possibly could after some shit like that. Because they'd be fucking like cocktail waitresses and porn stars and strippers and shit. You know, you gotta be careful with that stuff. So this whole story's just fucked up, and it's like just really badass timing. And this dude seems to be the definition of bad timing, by the way, because they just showed some other interview with his father, who he hasn't talked to in years, saying that Jesse James was really into Nazi shit when he was a kid. Now, with the whole Bombshell McGee, that's the tattooed-ass chick that Jesse James was fucking around with, like the first one that admitted it. Now, with her, everybody kept saying, oh, you're a Nazi, then they had pictures of her and Jesse James posing together, wearing Nazi stuff, and Jesse James was just like, I ain't no fucking Nazi. So then this father comes out, he's like, oh yeah, he was really obsessed with the whole Nazi stuff. And I'm just like, damn, dad, See, that's why if you get famous, you have to make sure shit's at least kosher between you and your parents. Because if you got that estranged thing going on, they're going to pop up on some TV show either asking for stuff or trying to blackmail you. Remember that whole thing with Shaquille O'Neal? His daddy was nowhere to be seen, but once Shaq started pulling in that big-ass money, all of a sudden Shaquille O'Neal's daddy just popped up out of the blue like, surprise, give me some money. He popped up on Ricky Lake. Remember when she used to be relevant? So yeah, I'm sure there's going to be more drama involved with Sandra Bullock. And I actually am starting to feel bad for her now, because it does just keep on getting worse, like the whole situation with her. So I am formally retracting my previous statement on the episode I did with Alex where I said, act happy, bitch. I'm retracting my statement. It's very rare, but it does happen. So everybody take care. I'm going to be posting this episode, writing, posting blogs, doing all the other random nonsense that I tend to do. Hope you all are having an awesome-ass week, and I'll talk to you all soon. Rockets.
There. I hope you enjoyed our time together today. You know, it seems harder and harder to just sit back and enjoy the finer things in life. Well, till next time. Ta-ta.